Welcome to the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Nierswicki, international best-selling author of the book Happy, Healthy, Fit, founder and owner of Solace Yoga Studio, Solace Yoga School, and Figure Fit, the worldwide online personal training program. I'm a single mom, Paleo Fit Score female champion for 2014. I am a self and soul love expert, entrepreneur at heart, a visionary and a futurist. I'm also a mentor. I am so grateful that you are here. Each week, I'll bring you a special guest or an inspirational tip that will help you break old patterns, find that inner motivation that will help you take action towards creating the life of your dreams. You didn't come here to play small and watch others live amazing lives. No, you are divine, my godly friend. The universe wants to shower you with an amazing life filled with happiness and soulful connections. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Figure Fit Podcast, where we discuss fitness, paleo nutrition, yoga, meditation, spirituality, and other ways to have a happy, peaceful, and abundant life. And here's your host, Liz Nierswicki.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Happy Monday to you. So, you guys, today I wanted to just talk to you and ask you a question. So, why is it that on a Saturday morning, some people are more inclined to get up and get going and maybe get a workout in or actually, yeah, let's focus there. Why is it that on a Saturday morning, there are some people out there in this world who are more inclined to get up and go work out. And then there's some people who just want to wake up and be lazy and relax and have their coffee and or have breakfast, maybe pancakes and whatever. So why is that? Think about it. I was thinking about it this past weekend. And the reason is because people who have the desire to get up on a Saturday. Now, look, before I get there, it's not that the people who wake up and have their coffee or maybe have breakfast or whatever, it's not that they don't want to get up and work out. It's not that they don't want to, because here's the thing. There's a lot of people that I've coached over the years who get into the program and they have the desire to change, but yet they don't do it. They don't take the action to change. And why is it? And here's what it is. It's simply that the people who do get up on a Saturday have made it a commitment that they're going to take care of their body over their desires to stay in a pattern of relaxation or laziness or just doing whatever the heck they want. They've made it a non-negotiable that this is a part of their process to have a healthy body, have a healthy mind, and it is an absolute non-negotiable. It's not that the people who get up on a Saturday don't want to get up and just be lazy and have coffee and do nothing. They have just made it a commitment that getting up and doing the tools that make them feel good and amazing is an absolute non-negotiable. So this past Saturday, I was thinking about how we wake up and we have this desire. This really what happens is we have this internal dialogue of what we're going to do that day, right? You wake up and sometimes that internal dialogue is just a waste of so much energy. Mental energy is extremely critical and powerful and needed for you to create the life you want to create. So when you have a desire and you know what you want to do, you've got to commit. You've got to create a process of things that are not negotiable and you do them. You wake up and you do it. So it's funny when you look back at your life and you're like, you know, at one point in time, I never felt like I was this. So at one point in time, I never thought or felt like I was a fitness model. I wanted to be it. And now I look back and it's like the only reason I ever got there is because I did what they do. I made it a commitment to make it not negotiable. And when you start to take out the mental games that you play with yourself, like, oh, I want this, but I want to do this instead. I want to just lay here and relax all morning. And then what happens is life gets a hold of you and you've got to go do something for your child or work calls or something happens and it just doesn't happen for you that day. And there you go. Another day shot. Another day where you didn't work out. Another day where the night before on Friday night you ate like crap. Or maybe you drank. And so the next day, your laziness got the best of you rather than your goal and your desire to be and live as the person you want to be. So here today, I just want to encourage you to take some time to look at your desires and what you want and start to create non-negotiable things that you're going to do. And then when you see yourself getting into a mental loop of, I need to do this, but I don't want to, know that that is your inner higher self, that person that you want to be, screaming from the inside out, saying, oh my God, go do it, go do it, go, you want this, so go do it. So don't let yourself talk yourself out of what you want. Get up, make it a commitment, make it non-negotiable, whatever the case may be for you. It may not be fitness oriented, it may be something else. Make it a non-negotiable. All right, guys, that's all I got for you today. So much love to you. And you know what? Honestly, here we go. This is something that we could continue talking about for so, so long. So I want to invite you to come over and join the conversation. Come in to the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching group page on Facebook, and that's where we can communicate. You can do it on my Facebook page, but if I can keep it in a certain space, that would be great. You know, if I can help you in this regard, I would love to do that. So come on over either to Facebook and follow me there, or go into the Facebook group page for this podcast, the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. It's a public group page and you can post your questions, your comments, anything that you want, you can post it there. And that's where it will get mine and my team's undivided attention as to where this can be compartmentalized for us. Because sometimes if it's in a message on my own personal wall or something, that gets lost in the shuffle just because there's so much that's coming in there. So let's keep it in one place. Okay, so come on over there. Also, do me a favor, leave a rating and review in iTunes. I am so grateful for all of your ratings and all of your reviews. I just looked at it the other day, and the show has a perfect 5-star rating. I'm so psyched. That's so awesome. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that. And for those of you who haven't had a chance to do that, head over to iTunes and click on ratings and reviews in the podcast. And you can leave the show a rating and a review. And myself and my team, and we check on that often. And we can look at your comments or your questions. But a better place to stay interactive would be Facebook. But nonetheless, leave us a rating, because that is what helps us to get amazing guests on the show. And you guys, have you loved the guests on the show or what? Last week's guest with Rob Wolf was just an incredible podcast. And I'm so grateful and thankful to be able to bring these guests to you, because these are some incredible thought leaders in our community and people doing amazing work in their day-to-day lives. So yes, that is that. So you guys have a fantastic week and make your life, your goals, non-negotiables. All right, guys, so much love to you. Ciao. Thank you guys so much for spending your time with me today on the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I am incredibly grateful that you stopped by. If you could take just 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it and who can use it, I would be so incredibly grateful and honored. And I know that your friends will thank you too. Also, if you feel so moved, we would be incredibly grateful if you could go into iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Leave us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you need more of. It would really help us out on our journey to help thousands and thousands of people reconnect back to their soul, live a life of health and happiness, and to love the body that they are in. Until then, don't forget that you are so worth your own self-love, self-care, and investment in your body, your goals, and your life. Thank you so much for tuning in today, everybody. Have a great day.